Make an informed decision about your cancer treatment after hearing from our experts. This is Managing Cancer with Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
The rates of pancreatic cancer have been slowly increasing over the past 10 years. You're going to hear what treatments are available to beat this disease. My guest is Dr. Madappa Kandranda. He's a medical oncologist with Cancer Treatment Centers of America at Western Regional Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kandranda. Let's talk about pancreatic cancer. Give us a working definition of this type of cancer.
Thank you. Thank you, Melanie, for having me over. Pancreatic cancer is the 10th most common cancer in the United States. However, it's the fourth leading cause of death. So that is a serious concern. One of the leading causes as to why pancreatic cancer deaths are so high is because, unlike the other leading causes of cancer like breast and prostate and colorectal, pancreatic cancer does not have a screening method.
So there's no screening method. What are some symptoms? Is there any red flags that might go up that would lead someone to come see you to try and catch this disease early?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, because the most common symptoms that we see with pancreatic cancer are fatigue, is nausea, the lack of appetite, occasional back pain, and basically just feeling down. One of the classical things that we see with pancreatic cancer is jaundice. However, jaundice can be seen with other kinds of diseases as well. But these are the most common symptoms that are seen. And it's important to be evaluated in a multidisciplinary fashion when you have these symptoms, because pancreatic cancer in almost 80% of cases are diagnosed when it's spread and it's metastatic or stage four.
Is there a genetic component to it, Dr. Kandranda?
Yes, there are several genetic causes for pancreatic cancer, which kind of is less than 10% of the incidence of pancreatic cancer. 90% of pancreatic cancer is caused with sporadic, meaning to say it's either the environmental factors, including our diet, including obesity, the lack of physical activity, cigarette smoking, and these are the things that play a role for the most part, but there are genetic syndromes that can certainly play a part, but it's less than 10%.
So if somebody comes to see you, how is it diagnosed? What tests are performed?
Okay, so when a patient comes to us with an undiagnosed form of cancer, and in this case pancreatic cancer, and a patient comes in with jaundice, one of the things that are done is you do a series of blood tests, including the basic lab work, looking to see what the cause of the jaundice is, and you do other testing, including radiological testing. Now, at that point in time, if you see a mass on the pancreas, that's when you take it to the next step of saying, how do we obtain tissue to diagnose this accurately and if this is pancreatic cancer?
And then what happens?
Once you have the diagnosis of pancreatic cancer, it's very important to accurately stage it. As with other cancers, there are basically three stages of pancreatic cancer, in essence. One is the early stage, wherein you can potentially resect the patient, and the patient will be disease-free. There could be this borderline case when, if you have involvement of some of the blood vessels, the surgeon feels that a complete resection is not possible. And then you have the unresectable, or the stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which is seen in a majority of patients, like I mentioned, in almost 80% of cases in pancreatic cancer.
So now, once it has been diagnosed and staged, Dr. Kandranda, what are some of the multidisciplinary and integrative approaches to treating pancreatic cancer? What do you do for them?
So let me just take you down the historical path of what treatments we've had in the past to where we are in 2013. So one of the first drug for pancreatic cancer was gemcitabine, which was FDA approved in about 1997-98, and this was based on a study that looked at this drug with the primary goal of alleviating symptoms such as pain, performance status, which is based on your activities of daily living, and weight gain. Why is this important? Because in patients with pancreatic cancer, pain majority of patients present with pain, and it's almost as high as 50 to 60% of them have this chronic back pain. Here at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, we have a team approach wherein the pain management specialist works with these patients in an attempt to control the pain, but not to overtly sedate them. The second thing that was looked at with the study that was approved about 16 years ago was weight loss. Now, 85% of patients with pancreatic cancer have weight loss. Now, my team consists of a nutritionist that works exclusively with our team and sees the pancreatic cancer patients at every visit. The goal of this is to monitor them carefully. And once you know that the patient's losing weight or is not gaining weight, you can aggressively target that and make appropriate interventions. The third thing is performance status. What is performance status, right? So this is based on what we call activities of daily living, such as going grocery shopping, driving around, and the like. Now, our team of physical therapists work exclusively with only cancer patients, and these therapists work in an attempt to try to increase the mobility and endurance of these patients so that when you target performance status, when you target weight loss, when you target pain, these patients can be more functional. When a patient's more functional, that's when the patient is going to have a better response to therapy and a better overall quality of life.
So that's the multidisciplinary and integrative approach. And what about the course of therapy? What's involved there? Surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, what's involved?
Correct. So in the context of treating pancreatic cancer, if it is now, once the disease is spread to that area around the pancreas, such as the lymph nodes and the like, using an approach with surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy is the approach. Once it gets to the stage 4 or the unresectable pancreatic cancer, and that's where most of the focus has been, that's when chemotherapy, for the most part, is the mainstay of therapy. The reason being, once the disease is spread to other organs, local approaches such as surgery or radiation is not beneficial unless the patient is having symptoms. So in the context of all of this, pancreatic cancer care has to be in a multidisciplinary approach. However, the mainstay of treatment is still conventional chemotherapy. So this is the multidisciplinary integrative approach that we employ at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Well, that's great information, Dr. Madhapa Kandranda. You're listening to Managing Cancer. For more information, you can go to cancercenter.com. That's cancercenter.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.